another hour of What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Eric Osmestead will continue with us to answer your questions and discuss GMOs. Calls waiting to continue the conversation, and appreciate all the calls from last hour as well. We'll continue here. Our telephone number to weigh in, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Bottom of this hour, a healthcare expert from this region, a fellow by the name of Dave Racer, is going to take your calls on Obamacare and the recently announced change or delay in the implementation of the fine. If you have employees of 50 or more and don't provide them health insurance, a fine is going to be levied, but that's been delayed now a year. We'll talk about that coming up in just a bit. This half hour of the program is brought to you by the Bakken Field Tour. And there's a couple of dates coming up very soon in which you'll have a chance to take one of these Bakken Field Tours, July 16th, July 18th, and then another in August. It is a great opportunity for anyone interested in the Bakken to explore the area in an organized, information-filled fashion. And they even set up lodging for you. It's a Bakken briefing, and here's what you get. 3 hours long in a briefing. Covers a great deal of pertinent information you need to know about Western North Dakota energy development and what's happening on the ground now. And then everybody hops aboard a motor coach and actually gets to see the activity, the impacts, the opportunities in Western North Dakota up close. They do lunch on the tour. They take a Target Logistics crew camp tour. You visit several communities and oil and gas operating areas and see many energy and construction-related activities. So the Bakken briefing goes from 8 a.m. to 11 on each of those days, and then the field tour from 11 to 7. And Williston, the location for the July 16th event with an overnight at the Hampton Inn and Suites. Dickinson with an overnight at the Ramada Grand Dakota Lodge on July 18th and back to Williston on August 21st. To find out more, go to their website, BakkenFieldTour.com. Still spots available for this tour experience and the entire itinerary, and it really is an event folks are raving about. A great Bakken briefing, a great tour experience. The best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. Call 701-577-1100 or BakkenFieldTour.com to sign up today.
And you do have to experience firsthand. We can tell you all day long what's going on out west, but you have to see it and experience it firsthand.
Absolutely. We continue with Eric Osmestead from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and back to the calls here, Mark in Cass County. Thanks for waiting. You're next to go with Eric.
I'm the current president of the Cass County Farm Bureau, and just wanted to answer some of the callers. I know one caller had said, you know, that he maybe didn't quite trust people because they wanted to make a buck. And you know, all this stuff is tested by the FDA, the USDA, the EPA, and, you know, it's very, very well tested, along with the companies just like Monsanto. And you say, well, how can you trust the person that's trying to sell it? Well, they have a lot at stake if something were to go wrong. Visited their research facilities, and they have one building that I can't remember if there's 600 PhDs in one building. They have more growth chambers than all the land-grant universities combined in one building. So the amount of research is absolutely tremendous. And it's not just Monsanto, DuPont, and Syngenta, and there's lots of big companies all over the world, in Germany, United States.
Let me ask you, Mark, and Eric, for that matter, is most of the distrust come from growers? Or do growers in general support this because they see it as you know, a wonderful opportunity to basically you know, improve yields and profitability and reduce you know, input costs and whatnot, and more from the environmental community? Is that where is this you know, super controversy within the agriculture community, or is it more about you know, the environmental crowd that's seeing the ghosts here?
Scott, I think it's more the environmental crowd. Which if you want to talk to environmentalists, there's nobody who's a greater environmentalist than farmers and ranchers. Because we have to live off the land. We live with the land. Most farm families have been taking care of the same land for at least 100 years. What it allows us to do ultimately is use less chemicals and less insecticides. And I'll give you one instance. you can talk about a BT trait, which is a trait. There's a pest called a corn borer, which eats into the ear of the corn. And they can make a BT, which when the insect bites into it, it will kill it instead of having to spray insecticide. And you say, well, if it kills the bug, won't it harm me? Well, just to let you know that organic farmers also spray this same enzyme that internally occurs in the GMO plant. They spray doses at much, much higher levels on the corn to protect it. And this is organic corn. So that doesn't always get you away from the enzymes and chemicals by saying something's organic. So, and the other thing, Scott, with that is we've got to produce a lot of food to feed this world. And you can see what happens when we have a hiccup like last year where we had a big drought just in the United States, how that affects commodity prices. And we can't afford, we can afford to have one of those. But if you have two or three, we've got problems. We've got to produce a lot of food to keep this world going. And you're not going to do it through organics. And I'm not bashing organics. If you have enough money to feed your family and that's how you choose to spend it, hey, good for you. That's great. But that is not the case of most of the world. Most of the world is starving or near starvation. And we're not going to get there without GMO. And GMO is not just Roundup, but it's protecting the plants from insects or different funguses or bacterias that they're working on. One gentleman had called in and talked about how that it doesn't affect humans. And I believe what he's referring to is that glyphosate actually works on an enzyme in plants. And he said, well, that may affect humans. That's true, but I'm pretty sure that the EPA and all these other agencies have studied that very, very thoroughly. And not saying that 200 years from now you won't go, oh, whoops, we made a mistake. But you could do that with almost anything out there. Really, old glyphosate is, it's a type of salt. Just like you put salt on your food, it's just a different type of salt. And so really all you're doing is spraying this salt with the enzyme on the crop. I had the opportunity this winter to listen to Mark, I believe it's Linnaeus from Oxford, England, and he is the man who single-handedly started the anti-GMO movement worldwide. This guy has studied and studied and studied this stuff, and he came out, I believe it was in January, and apologized to the world for starting that movement. And we were able to ask him, why did you now, after all these years, apologize for starting the movement? Why are you going back against what you started single-handedly and have now millions of people backing you? And he said, because I realized that I was trying to destroy GMO with science. And I thought, if I'm going to do it, I need to research it better. So as he went back and researched and reviewed peer-reviewed research from all over the world, he decided, I can't go against this. This is a good thing. This is going to save millions and millions of lives. And so he has worked with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and worked with a lot of people around the world in Africa to bring GMO crops to help feed the world. And he even said, yes, are there things we need to watch out for? Absolutely. Do we need more studies? Yes, we do. But do we need this technology in order to stop the world from starving? Yes, we do.
And Mark, great call. We're coming up against the break, Mark, and I wanted to give Eric an opportunity to chime in on that. I think the biggest thing is the science is proven itself, and it's given the time to prove itself out. But going back to feeding the world, where's the place of GMO when it comes to what we need for feeding the world?
Well, it's as Mark pointed out, you know, a good share of the world is on the verge of starvation or enveloped in starvation, and the only way that we're going to feed an ever-growing world population is through advancements in technology. This is one of those advancements in technology. Every new advancement we've ever made in agriculture or any other field has been met with opposition. This is nothing different. We just have to get through this.
the technology is going to continue to be developed. And if we don't, then we're looking at a pretty grim picture of not being able to feed an ever-growing world population. So I think when the naysayers of this technology sit back and take a look, they're going to say, yeah, this is something that's needed. Do we have to do it safely? Of course we do. But with that said, we still have to move ahead. And with any other technology, as we move ahead, it's going to get better and better with greater advancements to do more good to society.
What's on your mind? We're talking with Eric Osmosted from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Mark, thanks for the phone call. Bob, you're up next. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Continue with What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hennon. This half hour of the program brought to you by the Bakken Field Tour, which you can sign up for one of their 3 remaining Bakken Field Tours, July 16th, 18th, or August 21st, by going to BakkenFieldTour.com or calling them at 701-577-1100 so you can experience the Bakken firsthand. Eric Osmosted is here with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We've been talking for darn near an hour about GMOs and interesting discussion and debate about it. Obviously a bit controversial. The Farm Bureau doing a nice job, I think, of laying out the facts there and trying to educate us on GMOs. And your calls, questions, and comments have certainly been interesting to hear in the banner back and forth with Eric today as well. So appreciate the topic. Bob in Fergus Falls has been waiting to weigh in here. Let's get you in here, Bob, for Eric.
Well, thank you. You know, it's things like this. People are just so tired of being exploited. And you talk about manipulating the seed, manipulating nature in order for to feed the world and all this fuzzy feeling type thing. It's a bunch of garbage in my mind. You want us to trust the FDA, the EPA, and all these alphabet soup agencies when they've time and time again turned around and stabbed us in the back. We don't have trust in those agencies. You do. They put their stamp of approval on your products, and you use the public as guinea pigs, as that one caller said. And we're supposed to be happy about it. The companies are in it for profit, and they will use our money to experiment on us. An example, Frito-Lay about 10 years ago started using a fat substitute. They might have spent $50 to $100 million in research and development, and that product was discontinued because it showed that it was depleting the body of B vitamins, et cetera, et cetera. And this was after it was approved and put on the market. We're tired of this type of thing where it's like Nancy Pelosi. We have to pass it in order to know what's in the bill.
All right, Bob, let's give Eric a chance to respond to that. We're hearing this from a number of the critics. Is I don't trust the government. And I've got an email from a listener that said, if I can't trust the federal government to tell me the truth elsewhere, how do I trust them with my food safety? Similar theme to what Bob is saying. And also another recurring theme is it seems to be the profit motive of, in this case, Monsanto or these other companies seems to be called into question as well. So those are two recurring themes for you to address here.
Well, I guess I'm not going to argue with not trusting the government. That's a pretty big hump to get over. But it's and we're not saying that we trust the government. We're saying that the government is what we ultimately have to deal with, and the government that puts the ultimate stamp of approval on. Are we saying it's right, wrong, indifferent, whatever? It's the government, and they are the people that regulate this stuff, like it or not. That's who it is. About the profit motive. Without profit, there would be no advancement. That's what drives the world. I guess if you don't like the technology, don't use it. It's that simple. Don't eat tomatoes. Don't eat seedless watermelon. Don't, for goodness sakes, don't take part of most pharmaceuticals out there if you have a illness. If you don't trust the technology, if you don't want to use the technology, and if you don't want to see some evil company profit, don't use the technology. It's that simple. But thank goodness that we have a profit motive out there, because without it, we wouldn't advance. That's why industry advances, is for profit. That's why industry exists, is for profit. And I know that there's people who are going to argue this, but for the most part, we enjoy the things we enjoy today because somebody is able to profit. So the whole profit thing is pretty weak with me. We can argue the science, we can argue some of the other things, but without profit, we don't have much.
Bob, thanks for the phone call. Let's get back to the phones. Brian in Williston, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Brian again from Williston. I'm calling just to follow up again about all this profitability and everything else that's going on. And first of all, the biggest issue is what you call lag in technology. As far as the profitability though, let's look at the FDA and what they say is safe for the use in our society. How many times has Big Tobacco lied to us, which is also an agricultural product, regarding nicotine? Even nicotine itself is listed in the PDF as an insecticide, and it was outlawed residentially back in the late 60s, early 70s. But yet, hey, you know, we're still allowed to sell cigarettes and grow tobacco. The other big thing, like I said, there's a lag. Right now, again, I do have a background in nutrition and also in medical, and the newest recent studies, show that glyphosate is what is killing the flora and the fauna in our digestive systems, which then creates the disease process for other things like funguses or anything else. The thing of it is now they just discovered it. Now it's going to take a few years for the medical community to get their heads and wrap back and all their experts wrapped around it. And then you got the lag of the agriculture coming along, you know, and trust
Brian,
me,
hey, Brian, just because you called earlier, I'm going to try and cut this a little bit short so we can give Eric a chance to respond. We have other emails and calls we want to get in before the end of the segment, which is coming up rapidly. Anything on the technology lag that you want to respond to, Eric?
Well, you know, I guess we see that all the time as technology changes. That's what it does. That's why we have research scientists. That's things keep moving ahead. Why do we change? Because we get something, you know, quote unquote, better. Somebody built a better mousetrap, the old adage. So we move on. Can we come back? I think Mark said that, you know, we can go come back 200 years from now and say, oh, that wasn't a very good thing to do. But we could do that about technology we have today that we consider now to be old technology. We can always find something wrong with everything. I guess myself and I think most of the world probably doesn't prescribe to the precautionary principle. I mean, if we did, you wouldn't be on the radio today. We'd all be in bed because we don't dare go outside. So do we live in a zero risk world? Of course not. There are risks in everything we do. We have to, as responsible people, have to gauge those risks and partake in those things that we find fit for ourselves. Like I said earlier, if you don't like it, don't use the technology. But then don't prohibit those of us that can use it and can profit from it. And I don't necessarily mean monetarily. There are other ways to profit from it. Don't prevent us from using it.
GMOs are a big reason honeybees are dying, says another emailer. Normal loss before GMO was 1% to 5% a winner. Now it's around 30%. Know anything about that topic, Eric?
You know, we have a terrible problem out there with our pollinators, the honeybees. Nobody's sure what's causing the demise of the bee. We're pretty sure it's not, you know, when they say GMO, that's an awfully broad term. And what science hasn't determined yet what's causing the demise of the honeybee. Is it a serious problem? Yes, it is. But when they rest assured, it's going to be technology that brings an end to the demise of the honeybee.
I have an idea. We'll have you back and talk about some of the positive sides of this because you play defense most of this hour, but I suppose that's part of the idea of educating folks on this too and hearing the debate. But we appreciate you taking the calls, questions, comments, and educating us a little bit today, Eric. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome, Scott. Anytime. Thank you.
Your Obamacare questions for healthcare expert Dave Racer when we come back on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Give us a ring.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till the day stays strong. Rolling till the night time blazes on. All along I keep singing my song. I say this phase is always. Sometimes I get so crazy.
What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And, of course, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year, about $6 billion. Agriculture represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will help keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans: a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. You can learn more about the organization by visiting the NDFB website at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau.
And the North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you this half hour of the program. We're going to get Chad and Tioga here quickly in comment on something left over from the last segment with Eric Osmond from the Farm Bureau. And then we have the guy that wrote the book on Obamacare, on health care, and is a great resource to answer any questions you might have about the new delay in the employer fine implementation issue and any other questions about Obamacare today at 800-228-0550. Chad Tioga, your comment quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think it's GMOs with the honeybees killing them. I think it's the guys putting beehives next to the highway. I kill 1-5% of them things every day.
Another listener said that bees were dying from the dust from the seed treatments on corn. So a lot of different theories out there, but you don't think it's the GMOs, Jen, is what you're saying.
I think it's they're putting them too close to the highway. All the vehicles are killing them.
All right, Chad, I'm guessing that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but appreciate, we could probably dovetail into birds being sliced up by windmills, too, couldn't we? But appreciate your call. Nonetheless, thank you very much. As I mentioned, our guest this half hour is a guy who literally wrote the book on healthcare. He's written 8 books about healthcare, given talks all across the country, and really is a great expert at making healthcare and all the complex issues easy to understand. So if you're confused about Obamacare, you're not alone. It is certainly a tangled web that it weaves. Dave Racer is with us today to answer your questions on the program. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are things up in God's country up there in the great state of Dakota, North Dakota?
Just fine today. Yes, we're doing well. After a little bit of
something's happening with bees, though, I hear.
Active weather night. Yeah, well, I've known that. I've known there was a bee population issue. I guess I didn't realize that there were concerns that it was linked to GMOs. But that's the great thing about this program. We learn things every day. Steve and I get an education. 800.
We can make this. We can make this real confusing if we're going from GMOs into HMOs.
Exactly right. HMOs could be serious to your health. Yes.
Let's not throw out any more acronyms than we already have. Huh? Anyway, the telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's start on this delay that was sort of floated out there a few hours before the vast majority of Americans were thinking about whether they're going to have hot dogs or hamburgers for the 4th of July. Always politically, you watch for things right before a weekend or a holiday, and this one was floated out there by the administration to say, okay, that fine that would be in place if you didn't provide insurance for your employees, health insurance for your employees, for companies that employ 50 or more will now be delayed 1 year. What did you make of that news?
Well, see, now there's actually two things like this, Scott. That's what makes it so confusing. One is the law is extremely complicated, and in fact, just to figure out if you're a large employer requires an army of accountants and attorneys, believe it or not. You know, we can kind of look around and count, but that's not the way the federal government does it. They make it complicated. So businesses were doing all sorts of things to try to limit their exposure on this, and the federal government finally said, wait, you know, we're not going to penalize you for a year. But the law is still in effect, and this is what's really confusing now. The fact is that the companies still have to comply with the law. It's just they're not going to be penalized if they don't for another year. But that's only one of the things, Scott. And Steve, there's one other thing that's even more, I think, fascinating, and that's the people that, are required to go, required to buy health insurance. Now, they go to these exchanges, and when they file, they have to fill out this really complicated application form, and they have to declare all of their income. Well, it turns out the federal government is not going to be able to verify that income. Why? Well, they won't be, but I believe that it's because the IRS cannot possibly come up with the complex software required to do it. And so there's two things really there. You can go and apply on the exchange and commit fraud, and nobody's going to find out. Well, until 2015, anyway.
Dave, the other question I've got is this legal? It's a law. How can the president say that we're just going to push this off because I feel like it?
Well, isn't this, is one of the sweet ironies of this whole thing. Definitely, he's violating the law. The Constitution is very clear that his job is to execute the laws that are passed by Congress. And this law is very specific that these things must be in place by the 1st of January, 2014. That he's just decided that he's not going to do it. This is an incredible and astonishing development. But it's one of those that do you really want to sue him on this one? You know what I mean? It's this is what makes this whole thing so preposterous.
I see a silver lining in it. But let's get the calls. You're right, Jennifer Williston. Go ahead for Dave Racer.
Yes, I have a quick question about insurance agents. I heard that insurance agents have to be trained on this new Obamacare plan and that there's actually a website you can go to find an insurance agent who is supposed to be versed in all of the changes now and in the future when it comes to Obamacare. Do you know what that website is?
Oh, I know a lot about this. Actually, the rules are different in the Dakotas from Minnesota. In the Dakotas, there's going to be federal exchanges, and the training requirements are relatively minor compared to Minnesota, where they could be 20 to 120 hours to get certified. This isn't going to happen until October. You won't be able to find those certified agents, and frankly, I'm not sure there's going to be a whole lot of them out there with the odious training requirements, especially in Minnesota. The website doesn't exist yet.
Okay. Someone told me they thought maybe it was already out there and that people had started their training yet. But, you know, for those of us who have things like pre-existing conditions and, you know, those rules regarding getting health care for pre-existing conditions obviously change when the Obamacare plan comes into it. It's actually a little bit encouraging for those of us who have things already in the works.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Are you Minnesota or Dakotas?
Dakotas, North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, there is going to be a website for agents who are trained specifically for those who have higher cost, health care. But that's a Minnesota program. All the agents that sell on the exchange are going to have to be certified. That, just like everything else, that training is delayed. One of the big problems, Scott, Steve, and listeners, is the complexity of the online tool, as they call it, the IT itself, is very complex. And there is some question whether or not it's going to even function correctly when it's launched in October.
Jennifer, thanks for the phone call. Let's get back on the phones to Casey in Bismarck. Do you have a question or comment today?
Yeah, I heard that some businesses, bigger businesses, are limiting some of their employees to like 28 hours a week. And a lot of them, because I don't know why, but they're starting to do that. And a lot of them are quitting because they want to get their 40 hours in, but because of this new rule, they're cutting their hours. And another thing, so that's kind of punishing them, but another thing, is it the same for a big business as it is for a small business?
Those are two great questions. Let me take the second one first. The rules for small business, and that's defined as up to 50. There's conflict in the law there, too, but essentially up to 50 employees is considered a small business. And the rules are very different for small business. They are not required to provide insurance, and there are no penalties if they do not. And here's what it's complicated, fellas. If they offer coverage, and the coverage is deemed affordable, then their employees cannot go to the exchange to apply. And the rules about what's affordable are complex, of course. The other question he asked was about 50 or over, the larger businesses. This I referred to a little earlier. The formula is they have to take the people that actually work full-time, but full-time is defined as 30 hours a week. This is part of the new law. And that's what makes it so complicated, because you have people who were part-time 32 hours a week. Now they're qualified as full-time, so employers are saying, we can't afford to cover them, so we'll cut them back to 29 or 28 hours a week. This is one of the crazy things that's happening, and he's absolutely right. There are employers doing that. There are even employers who are talking about, competitors across the street talking about sharing employees so that their employees will always be part-time.
So in other words, to Casey's point, if what he's described as happening is happening because they want to keep their full-time equivalents under 50 employees so they aren't subject to the additional regulation and fines and everything else to be forced to provide health care insurance or get the fine.
Yep, and it is the regulations, the fine itself. That's a whole other issue. The $2,000 a year fine is so much less than what it costs to provide insurance. And employers sometimes think they're going to dump their employees and pay the fine. Well, that fine's going to go to $8,000 or $10,000 in a hurry, believe me.
Casey, thanks for the call. There's welcome at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Is this an admission by the administration that, this is a lot better on paper or their utopian view than it actually is in reality?
Well, they'll never admit it, but it is. Of course it is. There's 1,956 new regulations required because of this law, and this is just a few that are not being, the regulations are not done yet.
Your questions for Dave Racer are welcome. We have a break coming up here, so stay tuned. 800-228-0550. We'll also tell you about his Obamacare 101 webinar that's coming up later this month. Three dates for you to choose from on that particular deal with Dave Racer, who's written 8 books on healthcare. Our guest today on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Now there's medicine for bad smells. Odor meds, that's right. And it works. Here's Daryl from this New Zealand, North Dakota company to tell you how great this product works in getting rid of those terrible smells.
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Our company, based out of Zealand, North Dakota, manufactures the product and distributes it worldwide. It uses chlorine dioxide, and chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer, and it actually will destroy the odor molecule. We don't put fragrances in our products, so what we do is we actually destroy the odor so it does not come back. We actually offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't destroy the odor with our product when you buy it, we'll give you 100% of your money back.
Great deal for you if you use promo code SCOTT, 10% off your order and free shipping. Call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go to StopSmellNow.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Time for another What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here were some answers today is Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So Dawn, today's question is, why do farmers pull those big white tanks behind the tractor and seeder?
Well, those are called anhydrous ammonia tanks. Farmers use anhydrous to put on an important plant growth material called nitrogen. That nitrogen is to help build soil, help the plants grow. It's an important thing that farmers use to help them get a better return on their investment. Anhydrous is dangerous, however, so if it comes in contact with skin, you got to be pretty careful, and you have to wear special gloves and all that other kind of stuff to make sure that you are safe while you're using it. But with the proper use, the benefit to the soil health is really huge.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Tom in Bismarck is waiting to chat with our healthcare expert, Dave Racer, here today with your Obamacare 101 questions, 800-228-0550. Tom, thanks for waiting, and go ahead for Dave Racer.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I was just
My question is, you're talking about employers with 50 employees or less, and then you talk big business, the big businesses. How about state government or larger school districts? How will this affect some of these employees as far as they have different health plans or health care plans and pay different parts of the, some pay 50%, some pay a different percentage. How will this affect public employees?
Well, my understanding is if you have 50 or more employees, you're covered under the large group mandates, federal law. You do have to take into account, labor negotiations with the school districts. There may be some provision for that in the law that I'm not aware of, but I can tell you that many, many districts are worried about the increased cost, especially for part-time employees. And that's where the big hit is going to come, where they have to start covering, some of the teachers' aides and so forth that are not full-time employees. And so you may see a reduction in employment in some of these school districts. Otherwise, you're going to have to raise levies again. We don't like that. That's not the way to go. So school districts, if they're 50 or more, and most of them are going to be covered under the federal large group mandate.
Tom, thanks for the phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Dave, I've heard talk, and I've heard employers talk about this, about creative ways to try to get around some of the time constraints and cutting back the hours or juggling hours and getting creative. How creative are employees going to have to get to deal with some of these mandates?
Well, employers are going to do what they have to do to survive. And that's, there's different strategies for different employers because the situations are different. That's another thing about the WASP is that it's so, it affects everybody a little bit differently depending on the way your business is structured. So I've heard you have a McDonald's and across the street is a Burger King, and they both have people that work, more than 30 hours a week, and so the owners conspire together and, they share employees, so both part-time. I mean, I've heard things like that. Will they actually do it? I don't know. That sounds kind of far-fetched, but employers are going to do what they have to do. And cutting back on employees, especially for smaller employees, that employers that use a lot of part-timers, like restaurants and like grocery stores in particular.
Tell us about your Obamacare 101 webinars. What is a webinar, first of all?
Oh, a webinar is like radio with pictures. That I do a little bit of radio about healthcare. So here what we're going to be doing is broadcasting online. We're going to have, it'll be my voice, but there'll be the pictures, actually, the PowerPoints that allow me to better explain. I mean, when you add, the visual element to the audio element, it's pretty powerful. So that's what a webinar is. You go in, you tune in. It's a very simple way to download a simple tool that brings up the webinar. It brings you right to my webinar at the right time. It keeps telling you to go there. It reminds you. And you go on and you listen and you participate. It's not quite like talk radio in that you can't get a live on-air call, but people do it by chat. And then we allow people to call into our office to give me calls or do it by email. So we have a way to interact. The webinar is going to be, we call it Obamacare 101. It's just going to be the basics, What the mess was, what was the problem we were trying to solve? Why did we try to solve the wrong problem, got us into this mess, and how do we get out?
And if you want to find out what's at stake, what you can do about it, ask your tough questions, do that for Dave Racer. The dates for these, by the way, are July 16th, 18th, or 20th. And you can go to DaveRacer.com to sign up at Spacers Limited. Let's get one more call, and only have a minute left. So real quick here from Marie in Newtown. Marie, quickly, your question?
Yes, I have a question about people who are on commission. So we get paid on a commission basis with no taxes or anything taken out, and then, of course, we have to pay,
you know, taxes, expenses, etc. So maybe on paper we might look like we make a lot of money, but when it actually, when you take out all the expenses of running the business, you know, we make a small salary. How is that going to affect what we have to pay for health care?
10 seconds, Dave, quickly.
Agents get paid compensation for selling plans. It's a very, very small part of the cost of health insurance. We can address that on a larger basis at another time. I think we're out of time.
We are out of time. But thanks for the calls, comments. DaveRacer.com to find out more about him and his books. Thanks, Dave. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.